The same principle applies to timber subfloors. Different timber components may have had different moisture contents when they were installed, depending on whether they were supplied kiln-dried or green from the sawmill. There could also be particular areas in the building with moisture problems, such as through leaking water pipes, poorly sealed flashing, or subfloor ventilation problems. Again, you'll need to test the subfloor timbers in various places to make sure you've got an accurate picture of the moisture levels.